This is All of It. I'm Kusha Navadar filling in for Allison Stewart. Photographer Clifford Prince King is no stranger to capturing Black creatives. He's taken portraits for A-listers like Khalila, Daniel Kaluuya, and Issa Rae for magazine stories and luxury fashion campaigns. But his latest project, Let Me Know When You Get Home, is more personal. He takes viewers into the interior lives of queer Black men around the world. And as a queer Black man himself, King captures intimate scenes. Some are kissing in the forest. Others are lounging in their bedrooms soaked in a warm ray of light. And these photos aren't presented in a private gallery or tucked away in a magazine page. In collaboration with the Public Art Fund, they're currently on view at public newsstands and bus shelters throughout New York City, Boston, and Chicago, out in the open. Everyone can see. According to King, this project is his way to strive to make space for people like him in the streets. With me now to discuss his latest public photo exhibition is photographer Clifford Prince King. Hi, Clifford. Thanks so much for joining us.
Hi, good afternoon. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. So let's talk about the title of your exhibition, Let Me Know When You Get Home. It's a phrase that's imbued with love and care, something, you know, I think I'd say to somebody I care about. Why was this the right title for your series?
Yeah, I was at a party in New York on a night and one of my friends was leaving and I kind of screamed as she was jumping into her car, just like, let me know when you get home. And I kind of clicked. You know, I think that's kind of a phrase that we all say to loved ones when departing from each other. And then, you know, these are all going to be on JCDecaux bus shelters throughout the city. And the bus is kind of a mode to get you home. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of like a double meaning in that way, you know.
That's wonderful. You're showcasing 13 photos, each with their own unique touch. Where were these photos taken? I understand it was in all different locations.
Right. There's some that were taken on Fire Island and in Syracuse, Vermont. I did 3 artist residencies back to back last summer. So I ended up just putting all my things in storage in LA and then kind of going on this 3-month nomadic journey with my camera and friends, new friends, old friends, kind of reconnecting and sharing space that summer. And then I ended up just staying on the East Coast.
And you were taking pictures along the way, I'm guessing.
Right. Yeah. Just like kind of making like the outside space feel like a studio in a way, mm-hmm. but then also capturing some candid moments in between.
So you had your camera with you all the time. This was obviously something that you knew you were going to, not obviously you knew you were going to be doing. Did you know over time this is what the shape of it will be? Or was there a moment where you thought, oh, this is kind of the shape that I would like it to be?
It kind of became like a visual diary in a lot of ways. Like the way I work isn't necessarily really planned. I think there was a lot of freedom to the work that was being made at the time. And me and the curator, Katarina, just kind of toward the end of the summer, looked at all these images that I had taken over my course of this journey and kind of selected a handful that kind of really highlighted the feeling and just the overall transitional period in my life. Mm. And we came up with this.
So there's the idea of it being a transitional period in your life, which is interesting because bus shelters are transitional places. They're liminal spaces where you're waiting to be moved from one place to another, kind of what you were talking about with the meaning of the title. I love how your photos are in very public places. Where did that idea come from?
I think it's just Public Art Fund's programming. They've been doing this for a really long time. And, you know, I think we really want to bring art to public spaces just as a form of just the public being able to see art without having to go to museums or galleries and these spaces that can be a little intimidating. Mm. I think just seeing art out in the open just gives people access and, you know, middle of their day, end of their day, you know, I think something beautiful to look at amongst a busy day in the city is pleasant.
When you see it in the open, you know, as opposed to a gallery or a museum, does the impact of the photo feel any different to you?
I think it does because I was on the bus the other day and I saw one and it kind of startled me, but in a good way. I think for me, you know, I've been in gallery spaces and museum spaces like the last few years, and I kind of do this like mental preparation to intake all this work and information. And I think toward the end of it, it can be a little depleting. Mm. But I think when there's random spurts of it throughout the day, or when you see something that you're not expecting, I think it hits a little different, because I think it's almost like the universe is kind of guiding you in the right direction sometimes when you are met with something that speaks to you and you didn't really seek it out or ask for it. It kind of just presents itself, I think, as a really special feeling.
Yeah, it's a really beautiful way of thinking about the role that art plays in your life, right? I mean, for you, has public art influenced your work, if at all?
Yeah, I think, well, just thinking about public in general, like a lot of the work that I make was interior based, you know, thinking about Black and queer intimacy, a lot of that happens, you know, in homes or in private. But I think with this project, I really took it outdoors and kind of made public spaces feel like they could be private in ways. So I'm still kind of going back and forth between that. It's a long conversation that I'm having.
Well, like you said, there's very striking photos, portraits. And by the way, listeners, we'll be posting some of Clifford's photos on our Instagram and website later today. So as we're talking about it, if you want to check it out while you're listening, you can go and check it out, or after the fact. There's one photo, Clifford, that I found especially striking. It's a close-up of a man's face, and he's holding a pink flower, and it's covering half his face. He's looking right at the camera, and there's a tenderness and warmth to his expression. It's like he's inviting us into the world. Can you tell us the process of how you created that image?
Yeah, that image was taken during my residency at Lightwork at Syracuse University last summer. And I was staying in this building that used to be an elementary school. And the old cafeteria has this really huge window that's, I feel like it's stained orange. And so at a certain time of day, the light would come in through the window with this godly orange glow. And so I had met this boy online. You know, I was kind of looking for a community, Black community in Syracuse, because I had never been there. And I was there for a month. So I kind of was just doing research on the space and trying to meet people. And I met this guy, Malik, who's in the photo. And we had coffee a few times, dinner, and kind of just talked about art, about desires, about where we see ourselves in the near future. And I got these lilies because they're my favorite flower, because there's like an evolution with them. You know, they start closed off or close, and then they bloom over time. So I feel like it was kind of metaphoric for me, just, you know, starting off one way and hopefully coming to a sense of growth and rebirth with that.
How do you build up trust like that to get folks to sit with you for such intimate photos?
I think just by taking things slowly. You know, I also don't really approach people with a concrete plan. And I think a lot of photographers will really get into planning, like, you know, mood boards and referencing and having things really figured out when it comes to taking photos of people. But I kind of just see how this person's energy is and like our dynamic. And if I feel like there is a sense of ease and trust and, you know, friendship, then I think I proceed to maybe take images of them without much ask. You know, I never want someone to feel like they're jumping through hoops in front of my lens, you know? So I just try to keep things really organic and easy as possible, which I think builds a lot of trust and just makes things fun.
We're talking to photographer Clifford Prince King. His public portrait project, Let Me Know When You Get Home, is being presented on newsstands and bus shelters around New York City until May 26th, and a preview will be available on all of its segment page and social media. And Clifford, you mentioned you don't want them to jump through hoops through the lens of your camera. It's a good segue to a question about your lens. You used a film camera for these photographs. What do you enjoy most about taking photos on physical film?
I just like film because you can't really stop and look at what you're doing. And, you know, I think for others who do use film, there's that sense of excitement when you get your film back, you know, either from a Walgreens back in the day or just an email with the things that you kind of experienced, you kind of forgot about it, but then it kind of brings back that moment of joy throughout the process.
And did you try to use specific lenses for this project? And if so, why were those the right ones to use?
I just used one. Like, I'm not a very big gearhead. You know, I've used the one Canon 8E1, which is like a pretty, I think it's like 90s, very classic camera. And I've used that for about 6 years now. And I'm very adamant about, like, if it's not broken, don't fix it. Mm. So I kind of just stick with that. And there's more freedom for me because, like, technology is growing and cameras and programs update and change. And I'm just still kind of in my Canon 8E1 phase. So
I also hear this sense, and correct me if I'm wrong, but it sounds like stripping away complexity is important for you, like picking one thing and doing it really thoughtfully. Do you think that's fair?
Right. Yeah. I think, you know, I like to be as present as possible when making photos. And I think sometimes technology can remove me from the dynamic I'm having with the person I'm photographing. You know, I think if I can just like pressing the button to take the photo is, I think, 10% of the job. Mm. I think the other 90% is connecting and just being in the moment and kind of trying to put a visual language to what a feeling that is becoming between two people.
It's interesting because you've also photographed like A-list celebrities like Thames and Issa Rae. Do you have a different approach when photographing them than those in your current collection?
I don't really have a different approach. I think I'm just a little more anxious and my environment is like a little more chaotic during those moments. Mm. But they've all been really good learning experiences and everyone's really nice. And I think, you know, those spaces are just really, like, I never really saw myself in those spaces. So it was just really kind of affirming to be in them and then also create to my abilities.
Was there a particular project that you were especially, I don't know, nervous or excited about doing?
I think I was on set for the first episode of the last season of Insecure. Mm. And I was just really surprised how long it took for them to shoot one scene. Mm. It was like a few hours at UC or USC in LA. And there was just a lot going on. And, you know, I think they hire photographers to take pictures of, you know, behind the scenes and whatnot, but there isn't necessarily a designated time for that. So you're kind of having to jump in and out. I was saying sorry a lot, just kind of trying to be out of the way. You know, that's just kind of the person I am, but then also sure. Trying to get these shots. So it was a lot of mental work.
A lot of hoops to jump through, it sounds cool. Like.
right. It was neat, but it was just a little stressful. Yeah. But it was fun.
Well, going back to this project that you have on display right now, have you seen people in public react to your photos?
I haven't really. I mean, I get really nervous when I see them because I don't know. I think I have a little bit of like stage fright or like I think people would, because I'm in some of the photos as well. Mm. I think there's about 3 photos of myself and them. And I look from afar. You know, I'll watch people kind of double look or double take. And I kind of just, I like smile in my mind and keep walking.
So you have seen people react to your photos then?
I look and then I like run away.
Run away, but look towards them to see that smile. Is it gratifying to see your work in creating these spaces, like you said?
It really is. And I think the most fun I've had with this is friends sending me photos. You know, because it is a really unexpected thing to see, you know, throughout a day. You know, you're not necessarily planning on seeing my work or work in general while you're on your daily commute. So, and it's also, I think, really important for this work to, I feel like it, I want people to feel present. Hmm. You know, I think I walk around the city a lot and people are like on their phone walking or kind of distracted or just kind of getting from one place to another, which is understandable. But I feel like with this work, I really want people to just slow down and take their time and kind of just be present. And so when people send me these photos, it kind of just shows me that that's what's happening.
Mm. We've been talking to photographer Clifford Prince King. His public portrait project, Let Me Know When You Get Home, it's being presented on newsstands and bus shelters around New York City until May 26th. And there's a preview that's going to be available on our segment page and on our social media at All of It WNYC. And hey, maybe when you're waiting for the bus or you're buying a newspaper, you might see some really beautiful photos on display right there and help you be present. Clifford, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you so much.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here? And maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.